This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network from the Iowa State Fair, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, there's a lot of things we've heard about here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network shed at the fair. Commodity prices are probably the hottest topic, but the close second is the lack of certainty farmers are facing as we head into harvest. And that lack of certainty comes from the fact that we're having to hold our breaths and hope for yet another extension of legislation based on 10-year-old information, or as it's commonly known, the Farm Bill. We'll talk more right after this.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew. At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Politicians from the Iowa delegation have been here during the whole fair, and most of them do sit on their respective ag committees. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst stopped by and told us what she's been hearing from farmers at the fair. She also says it's like seems like Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow is not interested in moving forward on a new farm bill.
And a lot of them are stressing that we really need to get a farm bill done. Talking about corn prices right now, there's some tough times ahead if we really don't focus on trade, getting our economy back in order, and making sure that we're supporting our farmers and ranchers.
You know, and the farm bill has been top of mind. I know when we last talked up in your office there, it was the day that Senator Stabenow had released her version of a Senate farm bill. And we know that there really hasn't been a lot of headway between either chamber. I mean, where are we at? Is there things that can be agreed on with the bills and things that may need to still be worked on?
Well, there are some similarities between the House version of what passed out of committee under G.T. Thompson, the chairman. There are some similarities between the Republican bill in the United States Senate's Ag Committee. But beyond that, we're not really making any headway. It hasn't passed on the floor of the House yet. That should happen this fall. But as far as coming together in the Senate, I've told a number of farmers I've talked to today that Debbie Stabenow, the chairwoman, she's not focusing on the farm bill. The last Ag Committee we had focused on cryptocurrency.
Iowa 3rd District Congressman Zach Nunn talks about the fact that the House is closer to a farm bill in the lower chamber, but they're waiting on the Senate to get their affairs in order.
SNAP takes up about 80% of the overall farm bill. We're talking about a $1.5 trillion farm bill. So a lot of money going to support SNAP, which is absolutely important, but it shouldn't be at a point where that's all we're going to talk about. There are family farmers across the country that need the support right now. We've got 87,000 of those family farmers right here. And that's where I think the House has held the line, been able to bring bipartisan support and say, let's actually get a farm bill that helps, you know, the producer, the grower, the manufacturer, the consumer, and ultimately the family here. I've got six kids, and it is expensive to feed them right now. It's something that obviously we're going to do, but when Iowa, the number one producer of eggs, sees egg prices go up 40% over the past 3 years, we've got a real problem in the ag market. I looked at the price per bushel for corn right now. We're down to just under $4. That is not sustainable for a family farm. So being able to move forward something that really supports our growers, our producers, is going to be essential in any farm bill. I want the Senate to take that to heart, to recognize the importance of it. The House is there, and this is what I say. If Senator Stabenow no longer is chairwoman after November, she may think about her legacy of saying, I want to help family farms and families across the country.
That's Profit Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.